Okay, so I figured this week you have several features coming up. You have Shabbos Nachamu, you have Chamishos Ba'ov, Parshas V'Yaschanu, Maseros Adibrois. So I figured I'll serve some Sholem tonight and see if we can put everything together. So the Haftorah of Shabbos Nachamu starts off Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. So Sforim say that the Nechama is in the Zuchus of Yitzchak. If you take the word Nachamu, Nachamu is Gematria 104. Nun is 50, Ches is 8, Mem is 40, Vav is 6, you do the math, it's 104. 2 times 104, Nachamu, Nachamu is 208, which is the Gematria of Yitzchak. So what does Yitzchak have to do with the Nechama, Hosepis Yitzchak? So the emes is that there's a Gemara in Masechtas Shabbos. The Gemara, Pei Tesem at Beis, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Avraham Avinu and he said, Bonecha Chotu, your children sinned. So Avraham Avinu said, okay, if they sinned, Yimochu al Kedusha Shemecha, then they should be destroyed. If they sinned, so Kiddush Hashem has to be that they're punished. So the version went to Yaakov Avinu, he says, Bonecha Chotu. So they said, oh, Yimochu HaKadusha Shemecha, then they have to be destroyed. So he comes to Yitzchak Avinu, Bonecha Chotu. So Yitzchak says, wait a second. What do you mean, Bonecha Chotu? What about they're your children too, right? When they said, Nasa V'Nishma, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, everything was gevaldik. All of a sudden, they're my children, not yours. And then Yitzchak says to the bunch of, listen, let's work it out over here. A person lives 70 years. That's a figure, till he's 20, he's not chayv and oinshin. So we're down to 50. Of the 50 years, he sleeps half the time, he's awake half the time, so we're down to 25. Of the 25 years that he's responsible, half the day you spend, you're eating, you use the basic kisa, you're davening. So we're down to 12 and a half years. I said, listen, you want to split it? We'll split it. If not, I'll take it on myself. I gave you the akedah. I'll take the achrayis. So the nechama is in the zechus of Yitzchak. What's the pshat? So Agav Urcha, Rav Zalman Sorotskin, asks Akasha. He says, "What is the pshat? We know that Yitzchak was blind. It stated in the Medrash that the Malachim cried by the Akedah, so their tears went into his eyes." He says, "What kind of mishigas is that? What is that? The Malachim are emotional, so they're going to cry and the tears punktlich go in his eyes. How could they do such a thing? The Malachim know what they're doing. How could they allow such a thing to happen?" So he says, "Lamaisa, this is the whole Yisoid that Yitzchak was able to prod this Nechama. Because Avraham Tainid, what am I going to stick up for Klal Yisrael? I kicked Yishmael out of my house when he was a bad boy, so now the Boishim wants to kick out Klal Yisrael. Who might argue? I did the same thing." Yaakov Avinu says, "Listen, when Reuven did anything wrong, right away, Ois Bechoy, right? I was very stark with these people. You know, Shimon Velevi, you know, out of the, everybody got the what they were supposed to get. They mamish, I was stark. Reuven lost the Bechoy, so what am I going to tainid?" Yitzchak comes, he says, "I never threw Esav out of the house. But all the Shlechtkeit, everything, Esav never left my house. Esav is Almo Gedein, mein Kind." And therefore, now why did Yitzchak not do that? Because he was blind. He didn't see the Shlechtkeit from Esav. So it comes out that Yitzchak's ability to tolerate Esav had a shtickle to do with the fact that he didn't see the Shlechtkeit. So Memeilo Fakert, what the Malachim did is good. That's what the Rav from Premishland says. He loved Esav Kitzayid Befiv, that he gave him ammunition that he can use in his mouth to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to say that he shouldn't throw off Klal Yisrael. So I'll call upon him. You see from Yitzchak this Yisoid. It's interesting. This Hagosha, Shimon Schwab says this in Shtickle also, that when you daven, the davening that leads into the tefillahs of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, we begin the Birchas Kriya Shema, we're starting Kriya Shema, Shmoina Esra, you're ready to daven for your life, for the year. So a person might think, so Vibinach, you know, what does Rebbe Shem want from me? So we set up the words. If you see in every sitter, you'll have Yitzchak and Rivka standing there as pillars, before the entry into the tefillahs of Yotzeris and the tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. So we change the words around, so it should be b'fi yisharim, the divrei tzaddikim, l'shon chasidim, kerev kedoshim, and so then it's tisroim, tisvorach, tiskadosh tal. So the third letter in every word spells Rivka, and the first letter spells Yitzchak. So knows, in my mind, the pshat is Yitzchak and Rivka standing here and saying, you want to daven, kim tarayim, you're our children. Nobody is kicked out. Nobody's not allowed in. Everyone is in. We're all children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishterzuch, you came to Shul, Yom Kippur, you feel bin Harosha. How can I daven? Yitzchak and Rivka, they welcome you in. You can daven. The epitaph on Rivka's life was, she was Ein Yaakov Esau. As much as she felt, had to take away the brachas from Esau, but the Torah says Ein Yaakov Esau. She was always a mama. And that was so the first thing, the Nechoma, that you see from Yitzchak, you said to Rabbi Hashem, whatever you're going to do, you have to stay there, your children. You can't throw them out. They're your children. That's the ultimate Nechoma, is we still have Kodesh Baruch Hu's children. That's the first Yisoid. But I think it goes a shtickle weiter. There's a beautiful machshav I saw that Rav Lau tells over, that by the Yom Kippur War, so there were many injuries, Rahman Litzlan, and 475 of the most worst injuries came to the hospital called Ikalov in Eretz Yisrael. And he says that the worst of all was the burn unit. You had soldiers that were burnt to their entire bodies, especially the soldiers who were in the tanks, and the tanks got hit. And there were soldiers there who, and he says, people say soldiers don't cry. He says, I'm telling you, the screaming that you could hear from the burn unit, those when their skin was peeled off, their new skin was grafted, it was gefährlich. The screaming was like not shy of the pain and the tsar that they went through. So he says there was one room, there were four soldiers, all of them gefährlich yisurim. One particular soldier, he couldn't stop screaming. He was in such pain, they couldn't quiet him down. He said, he didn't know where he got the koyach to scream so loud. And the screaming went on, they begged him. The rest of the guys in the room are trying to sleep. Groanish, nothing helped. As much morphine as they gave him, his screaming was not shy. All of a sudden, it's quiet. So Yisrael Meir Lau says, I was afraid to check why it got quiet. I was thought the Efshe Chas V'Sholem, the worst has happened. Then I look and I see that the mother is standing there, and she found all the skin that's burnt and all the skin that was replaced. She found a few centimeters of his own healthy skin around his armpits. And so she's rubbing that little piece of skin. She's saying, shh, mama is here. Mama is here. Everything is good. Just quiet down. Everything is good. And she wouldn't stop rubbing it and calming him down till he fell asleep. And so he came home. He said, now I understand pshat. The Novi Yeshaya says many words of Tanchumim. On the last parak of the Novi Yeshaya, he says, ki ish asher imoy tenachamena. Like a person whose mother consoles him, I am going to be your consoler. He says, now I understand the pshat, that just like the mother here was able to, the Rabbeinu Shalom will give us that type of nechama. I think that efshe the pshat is that in the beginning, Shabbos Chazoin, we say mikaf regel v'yad roish ein boi misoin petzva chabura makatria. We say we are from the tip of our toes all the way down to all the way up to our head. There's not one inch that we haven't sinned. But ke'ish she'imoy tenach, the Rebbein Shem will find that place where we're still tohor. He'll find that place in every Jewish heart where we still reign, where you can see even in some of the worst people, but there's certain edelkeit, there's something there. There's always some place where you can find the helikait and the beauty of a yid. And the Rebbein Shem will find that, and in each individual, he'll bring that out. So, vaita the nechama is that after everything is said and done, the Rebbein Shem is not, we're still his children. And no matter what happened, we remain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. So with that, I think Rav Shimshon Pinkus, in the Hakdoma to Sefer Teferis Torah, which is you have to read the Hakdoma several times, it's Yesodistic. But he brings down a Moedik Akasha from the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer asks Akasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Yud Gimel, his Yud Gimel Yesodis of Amunah, so one of them is an imam in Bemuna Shalem of Vias HaMashiach. Frek the Chassam Sefer, why is that a Yisoid of Yiddishkeit? Well, he says, you want to say, believe in Mashiach, ein chinami. You want to say, because the Torah says Mashiach is going to come, so ein chinami, you have to believe in the Torah. But why is that? Why is it a yesod of Yiddishkeit to believe in Mashiach? There's been doiris nebuch of Yidden, been many, many doiris, hundreds and hundreds of years of Jews who lived their lives as Erlich Yidden, and they were nifter, and they never saw Mashiach. So you can be a Yid, you can live your life, and you don't see Mashiach. So Yiddishkeit is, I have Tayyag Mitzvahs, I keep the Torah, I'll have my Olam Haba, and in this world, I'll be in Golos. Why is it the Yisoid of Yiddishkeit to believe in Mashiach, and that Mashiach has to come? That's he blights with his Kasha. So Shimshon Pinkney says that it's a big Yisoid in Yiddishkeit. Without going into his entire Arichas, but he says the difference is, let's say a father takes his kid and kicks him out of the house. Now, if the father is kicking the child out of the house because he wants the kid to learn a lesson and to know what it's like to not have a bed to sleep in and to know what it's like not to have a mother do his laundry and not to have a meal on the table every night, and then he'll wake up and realize maybe I'm better off at home and come home. So this was an educational ploy. You agree, you disagree, but that was the father's head. When the father kicks the boy out of the house and says, I don't want to see you anymore, get lost, that's it, we're finished. You can't say it's the same thing. There's a world of difference. If the Rebbeinu Shem threw us out and there's not going to be a Mashiach, then the Pshat is Rebbeinu Shem says, I want nothing to do with you anymore. That's it, we're finished. The relationship we had is over. But if Mashiach is going to come, then the Rebbeinu Shem sent us into Golos for a tachlis, for a purpose. He's going to bring us home. It's a father educating a child. It's a world of difference. And the Nechama is that's all that it is. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem us that you're going to come back. I'm taking you home. You received your punishment. You learned your lesson. Now you're going to come home. The day will come. We will come home and we'll be reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But right now, it's still a tata. He's still watching us. He's still holding our hand. So that's the yesod over here. And I'd like to share, there's another nekuda in the Nechama over here that we can talk about. A little bit of a different mahalach. But it's based on a medrash. There's a medrash in the second parak of Eicha that says on the pasuk Hishluch Mishamayim Oris Tef Eris Yisrael. The Boishim threw from heaven to earth the splendor, the glory of Klal Yisrael. So the medrash says that Moshul Dabaracha Hishluch Mishamayim Tef Eris Yisrael Om Rabbi Shua Bar Nachum Moshul Bnei Medinish Osu Vatoro Lemelech. A marshal of a country, they made a crown for the king. Hikni tu b'savlon, hikni tu b'savlon. They shepherded him, they didn't follow his rules, he tolerated it. After a while, v'yakach omolem ha-melech, v'umatem ha-knitem mo'isi el bavur ha-torah she'tartem li. You are giving me a hard time because of the crown that you gave me, right? It's like, you know, if you elected me president, now you can give me a hard time because I'm beholden to you. So then he said, because you made me the crown, you think that you can call the shots here, you can have your crown back. Hei l'choin teroin b'apechon. Kachom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Klum Atem Maknit Mois Yal Yisrael Ikunin Shel Yaakov Shechakuka Al Kisi. He says, you are giving me a hard time because you think that Yaakov's image is on the Kisei HaKovod. Hei L'choin Troin Ba'Peichon Hai Heshlech Mishamayim Eretz Teferes Yisrael. So Rabbi Shem Kabbi Yochel took the image of Yaakov and threw it off the Kisei HaKovod. So what does this mean? There's a picture of Yaakov, so he threw it off, so that's his way of saying to Klal Yisrael, you know, goodbye. What does it mean to Pharis Yisrael? So Yaakov Avinu, Vais Tois, the Nekuda of Yaakov is the Nekuda of Tiferes. The Chazal say Avrom represents Chesed, Yitzhak is Gvura, and Yaakov is Tiferes. That's always the understanding. What's the Pshat Tiferes? And what does it mean? Hishlach Mishamayim is Tiferes Yisrael. So Tiferes is the Lashon that is associated with Yaakov. So that's why the Medrash says Hashem Kaviyach threw Yaakov down from Shemayim Oretz, because he represents, the Tiferes represents Yaakov. The idea is that Avraham Avinu was Chesed. Chesed can be, you know, without a limit, right? And it's not always good. So Avraham needed a Sarah to control his chesed, otherwise Yishmael would have never left the house, and who knows what would have happened. Right? Yitzchak is the koyach of din. Yitzchak is a gvura. Din can take it too far too, without anything to temper the din. You can become a murderer, you can do all sorts of terrible things. So there are two extremes, there are two polars. There's a pole of chesed which can go to an extreme, there's a pole of din. So Tiferes is the synthesis of the two. That's emes. The mid of Yaakov is emes, which is how much chesed do you need? How much din do you need? What's the proper thing to do? Somebody comes to you for an adova, so you can say chesed is okay. I'll give you $1 million. Din says mehechatesi, you deserve anything, right? Emes says what's the right amount? Right? What's the balance? How do I balance it out? How do you do it? So Yaakov Avinu represents the mid of Tiferes, but the emes is there's a Tiferes. In every single yid, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Yovis, right? Ezu derech yeshora sheyovo lo ha'adam, kol shetif eres lo yiseh tif eres lo min ha'adam. So what does that mean? What does it mean? What's the question of the Mishnah? What is the proper way? Keep the Torah, tie your mitzvahs. Torah says every single person has his own tiferes, has his own unique blend of midos, toivos, or midos and challenges that he has. And you have to figure out what is for me the ideal path that I should have. Not everybody's going to have the same derech as the other person. It can't be. The Rebbein Shem has every single yid is a separate composite of different midas and challenges and nisyonis, and we all have our mission in this world, and there's no two people who are alike. It says that the Morif sometimes says a Loshin, that compared to my father, I'm like chomitz compared to yayin. Gemara makes this lotion sometimes. And Rishol Salanter, the Talmidim Rishol Salanter used to say that Rishol Salanter had a tiny dibra the entire month of Elul, but I'm like chomitz compared to because I didn't. So the Shiloh said, so do it. What's the problem? The Teretz says, the people understood that's not for me, right? He has a tainus dibur the gans chodesh. That's not for me. It's pasnish for me. It's not appropriate. It's not teferis loyloysel. That's the way it is. Every person has his mahalach, and there has to be something that's appropriate, right? You know, it has to be teferis loyloadam, teferis loyloysel. I remember when I was in Lakewood, my first year in Lakewood, so, there was a younger man that I wanted to learn with. He knew my family from way back, and he was Makarmi, so he was a Rosh Chaburu there. So we wanted to learn together first Seder. But the problem was that since he was a Rosh Chaburu, so he didn't have a lot of time to learn with a Chaburu, so he was busy answering questions. So he told me, I tell you what, what we'll do is, we'll daven v'sikin every morning. And he told me that if you daven v'sikin, you can daven without a minion. So we'll daven v'sikin, and then we'll learn first Seder, and by the time it's 11 o'clock or whatever it is, we will have learned the full first Seder, and then I'll be able to handle with the Chaburu. So I did that for a few weeks. And then somebody comes up to me and he says, what you're doing is weird. It's a matzach, right? It wasn't teferes lemin adam. He said, "Cut it out. What are you doing this shtick? It's modna." So I stopped. So what you do, it has to be, you know, if I was some, you know, festum a kubel from Eretz Yisrael, so chasidus a rebbe, so okay, I live l'malam in azman. But if you're a normal person, doesn't that's not what you do, right? And so there's certain things you have to know. So there's a teferes, and Yaakov Avinu represents this teferes that every single yid has his own unique personality. So Yaakov, this is Reuven, this is your thing, and Shimon, this is yours. And when Klai Yisrael brought the korbanos, so Yehuda, Nachshon Ben had the kavana. He brought a korban with a malchiyistik a korban cheshboines, and Reuven brought it with cheshboines of being a financier of Klal Yisrael. That's why they wanted the Eber Yarden, and Yisachar brought it as the Talmud Chacham, and each Shevet brought it as what their mission and their tafkid was. And so this is the idea. So Hishlach Mishamayim Orz Teferes Yisrael, the Rebbe says, now instead of looking at each other as everyone contributes, you're filled with Sinas Chinam. Now all of a sudden nobody appreciates anybody. The uniqueness, the beauty of Klal Yisrael, that you're a symphony of different people, everyone with his own unique derech, but all merging together to serve Hashem, you destroy that. That Tiferus of Yaakov Avinu, that beauty in which he synthesized Klal Yisrael to be a beautiful, homogenous group of people serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each person with their own talent, that was destroyed. All of a sudden, everybody hates each other's guts. You don't appreciate anyone. Hishlech Mishamayim or Tiferus Yisrael. That was the problem. You know, I told you a story about Toscanini, how... did I tell the story? Anyway, he was leading conductor of historically one of the greatest conductors ever. Not that I know much about classical music, but somebody wrote a biography about Toscanini, and in the process of writing the biography, he met with him very often at night. So one night he calls up if he can come over and interview, and Toscanini says, "You can't come over, I have to listen to a concert tonight." So he says, "I'll come over and listen with you." He says, No. It's got to be absolutely quiet." He says, "I promise you, I won't say a word." The guy says, "Okay, but you got to promise me, not a peep." Okay, so he comes, and he's listening on the radio. It was a concert overseas, and it was beautiful. The guy was like a cloud. It was the most beautiful thing. Guy, and Toscanini got this frown on his face. And so when the concert is over, so he says, "Toscanini, wasn't that beautiful?" Toscanini says, "No. Was something wrong." He says, "What was the matter?" He says, "There were supposed to be 14 violins, but there were only 13. He says, "How do you know?" He says, "If you worked on this piece as much as I did, you would know the difference between 14 violins and 13. So the guy called up the opera house, or the concert house, the next day, and he found out that the 14th violinist was stuck in traffic. He couldn't come to play. So the pshat is, Klal Yisrael is a symphony, and everybody plays their instrument. And if one instrument is missing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Toscanini could tell the difference, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell the difference. Every single yid is important and is a chelik. That's the teferus of Yaakov. When the sin is chinam, when we don't get along, so that's hishlech mishamayim oretz. You don't realize each yid has to play his role. If his violin is not playing, or he's not sounding his drum or his cymbal or his trumpet, we're missing in the unity of Klal Yisrael. It's a chisorin in the ganz Klal Yisrael. That's hishlech mishamayim. So what's the nechama? So the Rav Shimshon from Ostropolia says over, when Yaakov Avinu had the chaloim of the Sula Mutzav Arz Roish Megiyah Shemayim, so he wakes up, he says, "Ochein noida hadover, ochein yesh lekim avokam zeh, v'anoichi lo yodati." He says, what's the pshat? Yaakov Avinu found out by this dream that he had that his image was on the Kisei HaKavod. So Yaakov till now didn't know that. But on the Kisei HaKavod, there were three chayos, right? There's an Aryeh, a Kruv, and a Nomer. So that's the word Ochein. Ochein is Aleph, Chof, Nun, Aryeh, Kruv, and Nomer. He says, Ochein, Yesh, Elokim, B'mochim, Zeh, that, V'anoichi, to add the word, the Yud, to the word Ochein, now it becomes Aleph, Nun, Chof, Yud, V'anoichi, the Yaakov, the Yud of Yaakov, Dos Lo Yadat, that I didn't know. That I wasn't aware that I was on the Kisei HaKavod. So, Anoichi Lo Yadati. But where did we see that Nekud of Yaakov? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal, says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. He says, every year, Elokecha, your Anoichi, I am to you, Elokecha, your Tati, your God. Every individual, Klal Yisrael got the Torah because there was Achdus by Maimed Har Sinai, and every single yid had a role to play and was indispensable in creating Klal Yisrael. Right? This is the pshat, the Shishim Riboy Oisius in the Torah, for one letter is missing the Torah's puzzle, because every single person counts. And so that was this is the nechama, because we laid the aseres adibrois on Shabbos Nachamu, and we say kol gadol lo yosef, the koil of aseres adibrois never stopped. It's still reverberating through the world, and it's still reverberating the sound of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that every yid is important. And so this is a nechama that we have, that we can restore the teferus Yaakov if we recognize the chashivas of every yid, and we build that up, and we try to make sure that every yid's chashivas is there. I just grada. Somebody told me a maisa that about Rav Isser Zalman, how you have to worry about the chashivas of another yid. So he told me that Rav Isser Zalman was living in Eretz Yisrael after he left the Slutsk, and there was the time the British were in charge of Eretz Yisrael, and they had a curfew a certain amount of time. So you couldn't go out at night. He went out at night, he got caught, you were getting hacked at tzaras. So one night, Moshe Chevroini, who was a son-in-law of Rebbe Zalman, is learning in the Beis Medrash. And it's the middle of the night. The door knocks on the Beis Medrash very urgently. He runs to the door, and he's nervous who it is. And there's Rebbe Zalman. Now, this is a story Rebbe Moshe Chaim told over by the Levi of Rebbe Zalman. He told this over to show the Avos HaTorah of Rebbe Zalman. So he said, in the middle of it's curfew out there. You're risking your life. You're running outside. He says, I couldn't help it. I couldn't sleep. I was learning. I have a Shver Rambam. I was hoping you could help me figure it out. British, Yiddish, whatever, it's Machdish Toys. I have to have Chatan Rambam. So he risks his life to come out. We spoke in learning. I gave him the Teretz. I said, okay, I have to go back. So I said to him, stay till the morning already. It's dangerous. He said, no, I have to go home and write it down so I don't forget it. I have to take care of it then. So he made this hesper. He was trying to explain the Hashim that Rebbe Zalman had for Torah. Okay, by the Shiva, Rebbetzin Bela Hinder, Rebbe Zalman's wife, says, the beautiful Hesped, but you missed the whole story. You don't even know the whole shot in the story. Let me tell you what really happened. What happened is that Rebbe Zalman wrote his sefer Evin HaOzel, and they sent it to the printer. But the printer told them there's a backlog and they can't publish it for a couple of years. But all of a sudden he calls them, there was a cancellation. If you have it into me by tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, I can get it printed. So they had to, so Rebbetzin Bela was all excited, we can do it. Rebbe Zalman said, I can't, there's a problem. So what's the problem? He says, I have a shtickel Torah from all my Edoms. I have from Aaron, from Chatzal Sarna. I don't have from Moshe Chavroni. How can I put out a sefer? It will hurt his feelings. So I have an answer. I'll go to him with a kasha and a Rambam. I'll tell him I can't sleep. He'll give me a pshat for states. He'll come up with a pshat. I'll run home, write him the sefer, and then we'll give it to the printer. We'll take care of it. So he ran in the middle of the night, disregarding the British, just to make somebody feel good that that he had a vort in the sefer, and he risked his life to take care of it, and he had to get back to write it up so he can give it to the printer at 8 o'clock in the morning. So this is a sensitivity that he shouldn't publish a sefer that he would chop after he reads the entire sefer. Hey, you didn't put in a shtickel for me, right? So that was the. So the emes is, if you think about it, perhaps this is the mila of Chamisha Osavav. Chamisha Osabaav, one of the simchas the Gemara brings down in Tainis is that the Shvatim were allowed to marry into each other. Right? There was an Isser to marry out of the Shevet, and they were mevatel that Isser. So here you have the idea that now all the different personalities could merge together, and you could have this beautiful, bouquet of different groups of Yidden joining together and living together in harmony. So this was the mile of Chamisha Asa Ba'av. And so this is also taking the Teferis of Yaakov and bringing it together. And the emes is, we also find that Tu Ba'av was the time that the girls went out, they danced in the field, and it was a time for Shaduchim, it was a big day for Shatchanim. Right? So this is what you did. So first of all, the pshat is that I always said that you find in the Torah that a lot of the Shaduchim took place by the well. Right? It's interesting. Moshe found Zipporah by the well. Yitzchak finds Rivka by the well. Yaakov finds Rachel. Everyone somehow or other. So I don't know. You know, when I was in Lakewood, you went out to the auto pub or whatever it was downtown. Maybe this was the. I don't think this was the place. This was the lounge that you went to. Was the well? I think that perhaps the word is a well is something in a field. And you might not know that it's there, but if you start digging, you'll discover that under this plot of land that seems to be just a bunch of grass growing, there's a whole wellspring of life-sustaining nutrients that can be dug up, buried inside the ground. There's this beautiful, beautiful source of life. The pshat in marriage is each one of the spouses has to discover the beauty within each other and bring out that wellspring of beauty that each person has to develop each person's personality to the greatest ability. So this is the day that took place, and so each person is a day of the Teferis of Yaakov being brought out, because sometimes you get married, you discover that we're not exactly the same, we're different, but we bring out each other's qualities, and that's what it's all about. And sometimes a marriage lets a person all of a sudden blossom and discover where his talents are, where his abilities are, where his uniqueness is. So that's one nekuda. There's another pshat that was trachting about the Chamish Osir Ba'av, is that one of the things that the Yom Tov Chamish Osir Ba'av is that's the day that the Meisei Midbar stopped dying. It was the last year everybody went into the great kever, and in the morning everyone got up. So they said, wait a second, that can't be, we're supposed to die, right? So maybe we miscalculated, so they went back in the next night. When finally, the 15th day of Av, when they saw a full moon, they knew that it ain't Tisha B'Av, right? There can't be a full moon and be Tisha B'Av. So they knew we're going to live. So that was a great day of Simcha, because everyone was alive. And Yiddishkeit goes in a circle. You know, we re-experience each one of those moments. So when you come to the Chamish Osir Ba'av, it's a day of the Simcha. Like, you know, Shtel Zechvor, you found out that you just won the lottery. You just won $10 million in the lottery. And then you get a phone call from your wife that your teenager just told in the car. So you're not going to go crazy because, you know, I got $10 million. We'll buy another car in Yishkeferlech, right? What could be so terrible? Everything pales in comparison to the simcha you have, right? You know, you go to the doctor and you're nervous, and then he tells you everything is perfect, everything is fine. So, okay, all the other problems in life are insignificant compared to the fact that I'm alive, that everything is good. So it was a day of simcha that wasn't shayach. It was the greatest day of simcha. That's the day to look for a shidduch. That's the day to look for a wife. When all you see is the positive, don't look for chesroinus. Look for the beauty. Look for the positive things. That's the yisayt advarim. So these are some of the inyonim that combine the two. So I just want to end with a beautiful thing. Somebody came over to me it was erev Tisha B'Av, Friday erev Shabbos Chazoin. I was in the parking lot of 7 Mile Market. And the Yid, I guess he knew who I am because whatever. So anyway, he comes over to me and says, I got to tell you a vort. I just thought that, you know, a Yid goes over to another Yid in a parking lot that's Erev Shabbos, he's in a rush, but I got to tell you a vort. You know, we're just, Mikam Yisrael. In any case, so he says to me, it says in Kasha's Devorim, right, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klai Yisrael, Rav Lechem Shebes Bohor Azeh, Penu El Snu Lechem Tzachvoin. So Rashi says, Tupshotim. The second shot, Rashi says, Rav Lechem Shebes Bohor Azeh, you got so much, this dwelling in this mountain gave you so many things. First of all, you got the Torah, and second of all, you built a Mishka, and Rav, you had so much, so now it's time to move on. So he says, it also says, Rav Lechem Shebes Be'emek HaBocha. Right? We've been in the Emek HaBocha for so long. But Rav Lechem, there's a schar, there's a reward for that. When a Yid maintains who he is in Golus, and he's Erlich, and he cares about whatever has to be taken care of, and he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do that, and we learn, and we daven, and we do chesed, and we do mitzvahs, so the schar for that, the challenges of Golus, and yet being Lord HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Lechem Shebes Be'emek HaBocha. If you hold on to that, then Hu Yachmo Alayichem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have tremendous rachmanis on us, and then he'll bring the Gula in Yetz Hashem. So we should all be soicher that we should leave this tkufa of Avelis, go into the tkufa of Nechama, and be zoicher taka to an emissa Nechama. That's it.